Hello, everybody. This is Keith Teedy from New Media Central. Today's February 6, 2015, and today I'm going to talk about technological changes just for the sake of changing. You know, software companies that they have the newest, latest, and greatest software that makes it easier and funner and faster to do, and it seems to me like it seldom does anymore. I've got an anecdote about the United States Postal Service website. Had some trouble with that one. I talk about the Adobe software. I've been using Adobe for decades, literally. It used to be when they came out with a new upgrade to their software, it was cool. I mean, it was anticipated. It was really cool, and you knew something better was going to be the result of this new software. And they were pretty far apart, you know, every 2 or 3 years. Well, over time, these software upgrades have gotten a lot closer. I mean, then they went to like one a year, and now they're like every few days or so they come up with an upgrade. Also talk about planned obsolescence. I've talked a little bit about that before, and there's some people out there that will disagree with me. I had a guy I knew real well. He was an older gentleman. He's passed away now. He'd probably be in his late 90s right now if he was still alive. Just to give you a frame of reference, but he was an engineer. He worked for a company called Rival. I don't even know if they're around anymore, but they made blenders and toasters and stuff like that. He did that for many years. He ended up working at Hughes Tool Company down in Texas, making drilling rigs for Hughes Tool. But when he was with Rival, he designed stuff to last forever. I mean, that was the engineer's responsibility at that time, was build it good, build it strong, and make it so that it's indestructible. I talked to him about planned obsolescence one time, and he absolutely disagreed that there was an engineer out there anywhere that would ever do anything that would be planned obsolescence, where they wanted it to break. Well, now the engineers really don't do it on their own accord. They're forced to do it by the bean counters for the company. Another thing I talk about is the iPhones, or any phones really. I can't use my phone now. Hardly. I mean, I can make a phone call. I don't know if I'm getting a call. I can't use my calendar. This is stuff I did for many years, and it worked really good. And I, at one point, upgraded my operating system on the phone, and the dang thing is so big, I can't use it now. It won't hold any songs. It won't hold any images. I can't take new pictures with it because there's not enough memory space for the new pictures. I've wiped everything off of it so that I've got one song on it now. And that's another story that I'll describe in this week's podcast. I also talk about Microsoft. Over the years, you know, they went from DOS operating system to Windows, which was a huge ripoff of the Macintosh operating system. I don't know how they got away with it, but they did. You know, once again, back in the day, new software upgrades were cool. I mean, they were anticipated. They were better. They were better and better and better, and they got to the point where they couldn't really make them any better. But there was so much pressure on them to talk about the new software changes, greater, easier, funner, faster, that now they do it even though it's not that way. And they don't check them anymore. They used to be they went through a process of making sure that it was working good before they put them out. Now they just throw anything out there, whether it's good or not, whether it works or not, and it might screw a whole bunch of things up, but they don't care. They're moving on. I had an MP3 player on my computer work perfectly. I could play any song I wanted to. I had thousands of songs in my library. I could play any song I wanted to with no problem. Sounded good. Perfect MP3 quality. Digital sound was, back in the day, it was such an improvement over the old analog, where there was hisses and pops and cracks. I remember back in the day, we'd get an album, a brand new album, and it was so cool because the first time you played an album, it sounded really good. And the second time, it sounded pretty good. And then, you know, after about the 10th or 12th or 15th time you played the thing, you couldn't hardly hear it anymore because there were many hisses and cracks and pops and scratches. I talk about cars and how I'm thankful that they haven't used the same upgrade path that some of these software people have, or wouldn't be able to drive now. You'd push on the gas pedal and it hit the brake or whatever. And, you know, there is some of that now. Toyota had all that problem with the accelerator sticking, et cetera, et cetera. And they were, it's all related to everything is a great new improvement. And it's not necessarily that anymore. Even the, like the radios in the car, they're pretty hard to use now. It used to be you get in the car and you turn this little dial and it turned on the radio, and you turned it further and the sound got louder. And if you didn't like that station, you could push a button and get a different station. Well, now you got to hook your phone up to it and you got to do the Bluetooth and all this stuff, and it takes a good long while and it's never right. I sometimes feel bad because I keep up pretty good. It's hard sometimes and I don't like it, but I keep up pretty good. And when something like that happens, the salesman, when we bought that Honda, was acting all cool. He was a younger guy and he was acting all cool, like he knew how to set it up and it was perfect and everything was great about it. And he set ours up. He set my wife's phone up so that when she got in the car, it automatically hooked up to it. Well, that was great. And he said, well, when you get home, you can put your phone, meaning my phone, on it, and it'll keep hers as the primary phone and yours will be the secondary phone. Well, we did it. Guess what? When she's in the car by herself, it works fine. Hers hooks up. But when the both of us are in the car, it should still be hers as the primary phone and hook hers up. My phone gets connected. So, yeah, it's not perfect yet. But anyway, hope you enjoy the show. It's always good to hear from y'all. I have a website, www.newmediacentral.org. And on there, there's a place where you can put questions and comments. And I really appreciate seeing those from y'all. It lets me know that there's actually people out there listening to me. So enjoy the show. But what I really wanted to talk about today was I want to talk about changing things for change's sake. Here's one example I'm going to start with. I mail a lot of stuff on several different companies, you know, USPS a lot and UPS and FedEx, mostly USPS though. Okay, so, and I've been doing it for decades, literally. And I've been doing it online for, I don't even know, 5-6 years. They had a really good interface. When they first started, there were a couple of issues with it, and they fixed them, and it was working really good. It was real easy to use. It had an address book that if you sent something to someone, you could put them in the address book, and then in the future when you sent stuff to them, you just click their name on the address book, and it put all the information in there. It was really cool, and it was really easy to use. You just picked a few things, and it was simple, easy to use. Okay, now, since I've spent the time to relearn it, it's still pretty simple. But the thing that gets me, and these software people and these companies that have these sites that are supposed to be so easy, they claim this is the easiest thing you've ever done in your whole life. It's so easy to do this. And it is, generally speaking, once you learn how to use it. But if they could just not change it after you spend the time to learn how to use it, and it may be anywhere from 10 minutes to a month or two or three, whatever. It takes time to learn how to do something on the internet. It could be 1 minute, whatever. Okay, so you invest that time to learn how to do it. Okay, the very next time you come to that website where you did a certain thing in a certain way and you had a result that you liked and you wanted, it ain't there next time. Next time you use it, it's totally different. And it may be easy after you've done it a time or two, but you got to relearn the whole goddamn thing before you can use it. So you've invested another anywhere from 10 minutes to a couple of days or more to get the result that you wanted. That if you'd have just, on the USPS one, if I'd have just taken a goddamn pen and wrote the address out, taken it to the post office, paid the guy there for whatever it cost to get it there, I would have done it a lot faster. And this is after I spent all the time figuring out how to use it. They did really good for a long time, and they didn't change it. And they changed little things, but it was okay. And I hadn't used it for, I don't know, a couple of months. And I needed to use it a couple of days ago, and I couldn't. And the end result was I figured it out again, and it's different, but it's okay. It's easy to use now that you now that I know how to do it. Matter of fact, I just sent another one today, and it would have been real easy except that I decided I want to put it on my credit card instead of PayPal, and my credit card information had expired, and it's just gone. You can't update it. You got to go put all the information back in again. And then while I was doing that, it lost the information that I put in already about the address and stuff where I was going to send the package to. And then, of course, when I go to check out, it's got both of them sitting there. After I went through the process of setting it up again, when I go to check out, it's got both of them sitting there to pay for. So I got to take one out. The end result a couple of days ago when I did it was there were two in there, and I paid for both of them because you couldn't not. Well, what happened was I paid for a label, and I couldn't print it out. I had to relearn how to print the labels out because that was different. Okay, so I pushed the button to pay for the label. I couldn't print it out. Had to go through the whole process again, pay for it again, and I finally was able to print it out. So, and I put in a request for a refund. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but, and it wasn't a huge amount of money, so it's not a huge deal. But my thing here is, I don't want to have to do that every time I get on the internet to do anything. Even if it was just yesterday that I did it. You get on today, and it's going to be different, and you got to relearn it. And sometimes it's easy to relearn. Sometimes it's not so easy. Sometimes. I've been using Photoshop and Illustrator, the Adobe package, for decades, literally. It used to be real exciting because they had that package together, and it is the best out there. I mean, it's the best, period. Anyway, when I started using it, I couldn't even believe how cool it was. That's one thing that takes a good long time to learn to use. But along the way, it's fun because you're learning new stuff and you get to keep the old stuff for a long time. Adobe set it up to where you learned everything you could on this one and they constantly come up with new stuff. But you didn't lose all the old stuff. You didn't lose usability of the old stuff that you learned when they came out with new stuff. They just gave you more stuff to play with. And it was cool. It was so cool. I really, really liked that software. And I'll say it again. It's the best out there. Nobody else comes close. But anyway, just like everybody else that thinks they got to change just for change's sake, because they think if we don't change it, we're not going to get new customers. If we don't change it, we're not going to be able to charge the old customers over again. And it's a money grab, as everything else is. But it's starting to really frustrate me. For one thing, I'm getting old and crotchety, like I've mentioned before, and I don't like change like I used to. I know the younger generation, it's okay for them. And they've grown up on it, and they're able to keep up better. But a dirty little secret there is, I know they don't like it that much either. When they do something every day, like their Facebook and their Twitter and all that stuff, and it changes all the time, that's fine because they do it every day and they keep up with it. But on some things where they don't use it all the time and they got to go in and relearn it, it's kind of okay for them because it's a challenge or whatever. But I know there's certain things that this younger generation does and they don't like that it's changed. So I mean, what I'm saying here is I'm not old and crotchety just because I don't like to have to go through a change every time I do something. I'm not alone in that. It's not a total generational thing. It's kind of is, but it's not totally. So anyway, something I noticed on the last podcast I did was I do this in stereo. I don't know why for sure, other than I just think it's cool that you can. I don't have a stereo microphone. I only have one microphone, and it's not a stereo, so it really doesn't do any good, but I just think it's cool. But anyway, I noticed on that last podcast I did, I don't know if y'all noticed it or not, but I lost the left channel for a second or two, and I lost the right channel for a second or two. I don't know if that's I don't know where the breakdown is. I hope it's not my equipment that I'm going to have to spend a lot of money on. And that's the other side of that deal is intentional obsolescence. And people build things today. It used to be, you know, Sears, Roebuck. When you bought something they made, it lasted you for the rest of your life. Pretty much. You bought a washer and dryer, Kenmore, made by Sears. It lasted 20, 30 years or more. Because I had one, and it lasted over 20 years. Now you buy them, and they want it to break. So you have to go buy a new one. That's crazy. Our Kenmore finally bailed on us, and it kind of did a bad thing. It ruined the whole house because it spilled over, and we didn't catch it soon enough to keep it from flooding half of the main floor and almost all of the basement. Boring story I won't bore you with right now, but the thing is, it finally gave up the ghost after, I don't even know how many years, over 20, and probably more like 30. So we replaced them. We got some that I really like, Samsung. A couple of issues with them. One is we bought the pedestals, they're called, that makes them, they're front load instead of top load. So without the pedestals, you almost have to get down on your hands and knees to use them. So we bought the pedestals. I tell you what, man, I get so angry when companies do this kind of thing, and they did it big. And they all do it. It's not just Samsung. It's all of them. They figured out people are going to buy these things no matter what we charge because they don't want to bend over every day to do their laundry. So the two pedestals cost almost as much as one of the machines, and we bought some nice ones. Those pedestals are crazy expensive. It's a little piece of metal, sheet metal, that holds up the machine, so it's at the right level. I wanted to build a little platform. Instead of doing that, I could have done it for a fraction of the price, and it would have looked cool, and it would have looked nice, and it would have worked good. My wife talked me out of it because she said, we got to sell this house at some point. The people who come in may not want their, and they may have the top loading, and the platform there would ruin that. They wouldn't be able to get to the top loading washing machine if they put it there, which you have to do, you know, because you got the hookups. Anyway, we ended up buying the pedestals, and I'm still unhappy about that. It's a lot of money for nothing. Oh, it's a it's a little bit of sheet metal and some screws. So anyway, I'm getting off subject a little bit now. What I want to talk about was changing for change's sake. You get on your phone. Oh man, that's crazy. I can't use my phone. I can barely use it because every day the way you use your phone changes. You can't ever learn it. It doesn't do you any good to learn it because the next day it's going to be different again anyway. And once again, it's partly because I'm getting old. I don't like change and I can't see very good. I know for sure it's kind of a generational thing in that old people don't see as good as young people. And if you could see the phone really good and clear, which if you have young eyes, you can do that, it would probably be a lot better. But with my old eyes, I rely on being able to kind of see the blurry icon and know which one it is and the location where it is. But you get on the phone the next day and the icon is different and the location of it is different. So you got to scramble around, try to find your glasses, and you still can't see it very good because it's so little. And once again, it's the crazy amount of time you spend relearning stuff you already know. And for no real good reason. Used to be what I kind of was going to, I started talking about this and I stopped. It was back in the day, I used to get so excited when a new version of the software came out. As a matter of fact, this was back in the late 90s, mid to late 90s. I was a member of a users group, Mac users group, because I had a Mac and they were still kind of new back then. And they did so much cool stuff. It just, you know, when you went to this users group, you could figure out how to do stuff a lot better than trying to do it on your own. That's the whole reason for these users groups. Anyway, it was so cool. You know, everybody always really greatly anticipated the new operating software because it was going to be so much cooler and so much neater. And once again, like Adobe, when Microsoft or Apple updated, because I use both formats anyway, when they would improve the old software, the old version, you could still use all the stuff you'd learned already. And what you got was more cool stuff to work with. Well, that changed. Everybody changed it. I mean, Microsoft, when they switched to Windows because they wanted to be more like Mac, or they didn't want to be more like Mac. They had to be more like Mac to stay. Because that, whatever they had before Windows, I can't remember what it's called now, was not really usable. I mean, you could do it somehow. PCs became the industry standard for business as opposed to Macs, which I never did understand that, but they were harder to use. And they figured that out, changed to Windows. I don't know why Mac wasn't able to sue the pants off of them for that, because it was an exact copy of that Apple Macintosh operating system. I mean, who did they think they were fooling? They fooled everybody, but I don't know why. I don't understand that. They came up with Windows. It was totally different. Everybody squawked a little bit about it, but that one was pretty easy to take because it was so much easier and it was intuitive, and it was a little bit of a transition, but once you learned it, it was so much easier than DOS, is what the old stuff was. But anyway, that was a good one. That was a good update, and they had to do it, even though they copied Apple exactly. So anyway, back in the day, they made that change, and from then on, Windows was what they call it, which is what Apple had. They had the Windows. They were Windows. They called them Windows, and they worked just like... Anyway, that was good, and they kept making improvements, and they were good, and they worked better, and you could still use this information that you had learned before and the way to work it. Well, I don't even know when it was exactly. It wasn't the same for all companies, but there was a transition where they had to make it better and fast, you know. Every 2 months or so, they'd come up with a new operating system. There were some dramatic differences. I ended up using the PC more because I liked the Mac better back in the day. But I worked at a company that I had to do a lot of stuff at home on a computer that I had done at work, and they all had PCs at work, so I had to have a PC to be able to do that. Matter of fact, way back in the early days, I would translate everything from PC to Mac, work on it, and translate it back. And back in the day, that was a big thing. And then they started coming out with some software that would help you do it, and it didn't ever work good. They even came out with Macs. They had something called Combat or Boot Camp or something like that, that made it more like a PC so they could sell more PC users on the Mac. But anyway, it's all just gotten to be such a massive, crazy, unbelievable, stupid thing where everybody has to rush to make improvements, and they're not always improvements. Matter of fact, they hardly ever are anymore. They do these things just so they can say, yeah, it's new, improved, and it's better, and it's faster, and it's easier, and all this stuff, and it's not. It rarely is, and it always takes a big learning curve to learn the new stuff. And why? I mean, okay, you know, I don't want to think of myself as a dummy and you can't do this stuff. I don't want to do this stuff. I don't want to have to relearn how to use software every time I open the damn thing up. I want it to stay the same. And when you make improvements on it, great. But all the old stuff that you do, you can still do it. And if you want to try these new improvements, yeah. If you want to do them at your own pace, yeah. But there were a lot of changes in Mac and PC and all the other software out there where you can't do the stuff you used to be able to do. You just can't do it. And there's all kinds of weird stuff happening too. Like I had an MP3 player on my computer that I used for years, and it worked perfectly. It was easy. You just picked the song you wanted to hear and play it. You didn't have to go through a bunch of bullshit. I put some new software on my computer, and it was a totally unrelated to the MP3 player. And I think it was an upgrade in the operating system. I don't know this for sure, but I'm pretty sure it was an upgrade to the operating system from my PC. It's a new Microsoft something. I think it was XP or maybe 7. Anyway, when I put the new software on for the operating system, all of a sudden, magically, I couldn't use that MP3 player anymore. I couldn't find it. All my songs were there. The files for the songs were there, but I couldn't use my MP3 player. It magically disappeared when I uploaded the new software for... I don't know how many of you out there listening are going to have a similar situation. It was Jukebox. Oh, shoot. It was a while ago, and I can't remember. It was Jukebox was the name of the MP3 player, and I paid for it back. Shoot, that might have been it was sometime in the 90s probably. I paid for it, and it worked really good, and I had a bunch of songs. I have thousands of songs, and they all played, and they all worked real good. Suddenly, I didn't have it. I couldn't play music. So guess what I had to do? I had to relearn a new software for the music I wanted to play. That's insane. That's insane. I paid for that software. And another company, totally unrelated to it, I don't know, shit, probably in somewhere in the background, they bought the company or something. But I don't care. If you buy something, that should be yours. And nobody else on the planet should be able to come and take that from you. They stole it from me. Microsoft stole my music player that I paid money for. That made me so mad. It wasn't a lot of money. It was stupid. It was like $40 or something. And it was a lifetime thing. And it was... anyway, it made me crazy mad because not the $40 that I lost, and not only just the fact that I was going to have to relearn a new software to be able to play music, just that they could do it. That's what did it. They could take something that belonged to me away from me. I wanted to go find the guy in charge with a baseball bat and say, "Hey, buddy, give me my shit back, or you and I are going to have a little baseball bat therapy." It's frustrating as hell. And that's the whole thing about this podcast, is it's getting worse. That's the problem. It's not getting better. I see a future for my kids where they finally get over themselves and figure out that people are going to quit using their stuff if they can't figure out how to use it, and it's going to get better. And it'll be easy to do. And here's what just drives me so crazy, is we have the ability and the technology to do it, to make it easy. And they go through all these rigmarole to make it harder on purpose, like buying music. I bought it on iTunes for a long time. I can't do it anymore. I don't know how. They changed it, and I can't get it anymore. I bought a song, the last one I bought, I put it on my phone, and it's the only one that plays now. I can't get to any of my other music on my phone. And another thing that happened, I couldn't do a lot of things on my phone because I had an older iOS. So I hated to do it, but I couldn't use it anymore because nothing worked on the old operating system. So I upgraded to the new operating system. Well, guess what? Among a million other things, the operating system is so big, I don't have any space on my phone for anything anymore. I had a bunch of photographs that I'd taken over the years, and always whenever I change phones, I put my photographs on my new phone, plenty of room, no problem. Operating system on this phone is so big that I don't have any room for pictures or music or anything, really. I mean, I use my phone, or I used to. Now I use a little point and shoot, but I used to use my phone when I'd go look at property and take pictures. And it was way easy. I always had my phone with me, and I have to worry about remembering to bring my camera. I can't do it anymore. There's no room on my phone. And I don't want to go through the process of taking all the old stuff off there and doing that thing that's going to take days or weeks, maybe. Forget that. Why do we have to do this? Why? Why do we have to jump through these hoops just because these giant corporations want it a certain way and they want to make sure they suck all the money that they can? Not even caring a little bit about the consumer. All they got to do is bullshit and make it sound like they're doing, like things are easier and better and faster. And they're not. They're not. When it takes 2 weeks to get your phone so it can take pictures again like it used to, the same phone that used to take pictures real good and hold them, and you could download them if you wanted to, or you could just leave them on your phone, can't do it now. Why is that a good thing? Why does that company out there, why does Apple say, yeah, we're going to change things and you won't be able to use your phone anymore? Why is that a good thing? It's not. It's not a good thing. It's a stupid as hell thing. And I understand, you know, technology is growing so fast, people can't keep up. And I understand that in the long term, it is going to be better. But in the short term, it's so frustrating. It drives me up a wall. Makes me crazy. And it's a lot of other things, too. You know, kind of surprises me that they don't change the way you drive a car so that you have to relearn that totally. And it's happened a little bit, but not a lot. It's actually, driving a car is a lot easier than it used to be. But thankfully, the car companies didn't follow the same pattern as these software companies that talk about how great their stuff is and making it harder and harder to use so that people go out there and have wrecks and kill themselves in a car because the software changed. And it does happen a little bit, but not in the important ways where brake, steering, gas, all that stuff, that's pretty much the same it's always been. But my wife got a new Honda. We set up our phones. It's, quote, her car, the one she drives all the time. And if we're both in the car, my phone gets, we hooked it up so that her phone was the primary phone. We did hers first, got it all working. And then after we did that, we hooked mine up so that when we get in the car, and this is really cool software. I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. It could be so cool, but they make it so stupid and hard to do. Anyway, she's supposed to be the primary phone. When both of us are in the car, it's supposed to go to her phone first. Guess what? We both get in the car. It says Keith's phone is hooked up, connected to Keith's phone. Huh? It's supposed to be Kathy's phone. So, yeah, even in cars, fortunately not the critical stuff to keep you alive, but even in cars, the changes are not good. But it could be cool. That's the other thing. The the technology is cool. All the political correctness and bullshit of trying to be able to say we got the best new stuff out there and changing so fast they can't keep up with it either. It messes it up. But it could be so cool. It'd be so cool to get in the car and your phone's hooked up. And you can talk on your phone through the sound system. And it does that now, but it hooks my phone up instead of my wife's. And it doesn't work real good all the time. Because cars are pretty loud, it doesn't work real good. But it is cool. I mean, the technology is cool. You get in the car, you're driving down the road, you get a phone call, you push a little button on the steering wheel, and you start talking to the person that called you. That is way cool. That is just cool as it can be. And your conversation's over, you push another button, and it hangs up. That is very cool. But it's so hard to use and so hard to set up and never works like it's supposed to. I can't wait for the day. I probably won't see it myself, but my kids will, where they finally figure out, hey, we got to make this user-friendly. I remember that was such a big thing for a while. They first came out with computers. It was a whole new thing, and people didn't know how to use them very good, and they came up with this user-friendly. And actually, a lot of that back in the day, like I said, was good. They made it easier for people to use, but they kind of changed course, and they make it harder for people to use now. It's craziness. But I think I've probably gone long enough here on this topic. Appreciate y'all listening, and I'll see you next time.